Parsha Tazria talks a lot about the affliction of Tzara'at. And just as a note, because we're right now in a Shnat Ibur, in a leap year, so it's only a single Parsha. Tazria is often together with Tazria Mitzora, but this year is separate. So it's just Parshas Tazria this year. As part of the treatment of a Mitzora is that once the Kohen has declared that the person has Tzara'at, Torah tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Kol Yemei Asher HaNegabo Yitmat Tamehu Baded Yeshev Michutz LaMachane Moshavo, that the Mitzora has to sit in isolation outside the Machane until the Tzara'at heals itself. Now, what's the point of this isolation? So one shouldn't think, as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, one shouldn't think that there was a concern that there's a contagious disease over here, and therefore, out of safety of the rest of the population, concern for the people's safety, that we have to isolate the Mitzora. And that's clearly, al pi halacha, not the case. Number of points are made. Number one, the Mitzora doesn't go into isolation until the Kohen declares officially that he's Tzara'at. The halacha is that if a chassan is in the Shivas Yemei HaMishta and he has all these signs of Tzara'at, the Kohen waits to declare that he's a Mitzora until after the Shivas Yemei HaMishta. Similarly, if a person becomes afflicted with Tzara'at during the Regel, During the holidays, so we wait till after the regular is over until we declare that he has Tzara'at. So it's not a matter of concern that out of the safety that maybe other people will catch this, so to speak, contagious disease. So why does he have to be in isolation? So as the Mefarshim point out, we know that Tzara'at, one of the primary causes for Tzara'at, is Lashon Hara. And when people speak Lashon Hara, they tend to create peirut. Can tend to create a sense of disunity, of separating people one from another. Talking bad about this one and talking bad about this one, and people thinking bad and wanting not to associate with others. But there's something even deeper. And that is that the Baal Lashon Hara himself tends to put himself into isolation. Because we all know that, you know, if somebody has a juicy piece of Lashon Hara, all right, we all have our faults. So sometimes we have the Yetzer Hara to listen to it. And maybe for a moment that person becomes a little bit popular. But if somebody gets a reputation of being a Baal Lashon Hara, no one wants to be their friend. No one wants to be so close to that person. Because that person talks bad about everybody. They're going to talk bad about me. I don't want to have anything to do with that person. And part of the rehabilitation of the Baal Lashon Hara is to point out to him in very, very stark terms what this Lashon Hara does. It isolates you. Totally. Badad yeshev michutz lamach. And you become very, very lonely. And no one wants to be so lonely. Chazal point out that a mitzor is chashev kemes. Because when you're so alone, and no one has anything to do with you, and you can't interact with other people, so your mamish choshev kemes. And that's part of the message. Baded yeshev. Look what Lashon Hara does. Forget about what it does to other people. Look what it does to you. And hopefully the person will realize how devastating it is that when the Tzara'at goes away, the propensity to speak Lashon Hara will also go away. very hard to combat Lashon Hara. I remember reading once somewhere, Chafetz Chaim said that it took him, Chafetz Chaim said, it took him 20 years of hard work to finally be able to achieve a state where he didn't speak Lashon Hara anymore. 20 years. And it took him even longer before he's able to stop listening to Lashon Hara. I always used to think about that story, it's pretty amazing. So Chafetz Chaim didn't stop after a year or two or three, even though he didn't perfect it. He never gave up. 10 years down the line, he didn't say, listen, I tried to stop speaking Lashon Hara, it just doesn't work. He kept working on himself. 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, 19 and a half years, and he's still not there. It's a message for us also. You know, we say, okay, we make a resolution, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. It couldn't have lasted a day. I'll try one more day. If it doesn't work after 2 days, so forget about it. The Chafetz Chaim didn't give up. It still took him 20 years. So we should be willing to keep working on it. It may be a lifetime. But there's a need to keep working on it. The Rambam points out in Hilchos Tumas HaMetzor at the end of the Halachas to take a look at Miriam. Look what happened to Miriam. Who did she speak Lashon Hara about? About her brother, her little brother Moshe Rabbeinu. The little brother, she saved his life. And she didn't mean anything bad about it. And she's the older sister. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't care less. It didn't bother him. So she didn't mean anything bad. And it doesn't bother Moshe Rabbeinu. And she's the big sister. And nevertheless, she got a severe punishment. So no excuses. I didn't really mean it. The person's my friend. They wouldn't mind so much. There are no excuses. I'll just end off with one brief story about how maybe to educate ourselves to stop speaking Lashon Hara. Rabbi Pesach Kron, in one of his books, says, here's the story from Rabbi Benjamin Finkel. He told him the following. He says, when he and his siblings were little children, so they would obviously get the house ready for Pesach, put away all the dishes and clean the house, etc. But one of the things that they used to do, not that it was necessary al pi din, but they had very simple walls in the house, which used to get dirty during the year. So before Pesach, they used to take some whitewash and clean the walls, l'chavad yom tov. And after they finished cleaning the walls in their small apartment, the mother used to gather the children together and she said to them, Kinderlach, these are new walls. They've never heard any Lashon Hara before. Let's see if we can keep it that way. And he says, as a little kid, he remembered, he realized all of a sudden, ooh, these are holy walls. These are new walls. They never heard any Lashon Hara. So I should be careful. I don't want to ruin the new walls. And he used to work for a while. We don't necessarily have to paint our walls. But we can wake up one morning or every morning and say, it's a new day. These walls have never heard Lashon Hara. Beginning today. This mouth hasn't yet spoken Lashon Hara today. Let's see how long I can keep it going. Treat the walls as holy. Treat my mouth as holy. Treat my ears as being holy. That's the way we need to educate our children. That's the way we need to educate ourselves.